working at the daycare, and Sister Pam. Oh, good God. We had a girl working there named Tamika. Not that Tamika, another Tamika. She was real ghetto. Real ghetto. I'm finna go on so we can praise the Lord and get out of here. But she said, children used to be acting up. Children used to be acting up in there. You remember Tamika Pam? Yeah. She used to come there, Pam, can I go home at 4 o'clock? Pam said, sure you can if you put the U back in 4. But she used to always say, you got to get on daylil. You can't let these children boss you around. You got to get on daylil. Get on day level. I'm letting the devil know today. I'm getting on your level, buddy, to let you know that at the end of the day, at the end of the day, I'm down there long enough to let you know you ain't ruling nothing. I'm on that level just long enough to let you know you ain't ruling my day.
It still didn't work. I'm gonna cry a little bit, but it still didn't work.
right there in Newport. At the end of the day, if I have to get on that altar, say it night. If I have to ride that altar, say it night. If I have to ride that altar every morning, 24 hours a day, 24/7, 365 days a week, a year, 366, a leap year. If I have to ride that altar every time I open my eyes, say, God, take it out of me. God, cleanse me. Cleanse me, wash me, create in me a clean heart, renew a right spirit in me. At the end of the day, I ain't gonna let you, I ain't gonna let unforgiveness, I ain't gonna let iniquity, I ain't gonna let hatred, I ain't gonna let violence, I ain't gonna let nothing else keep me from going to heaven. At the end of the day, when the rapture takes place, when Jesus cracks the sky, when you call me home, I'm going up. You won't stop me. Ain't nobody gonna hold my body down. At the end of the day, oh, y'all don't hear me this morning. You may not let nobody keep you from going to heaven. At the end of the day, ask yourself, are you saved? Are you saved? Are you saved? Are you really 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 saved? Because sometimes God let you hear stuff. Sometimes God let you see stuff. Sometimes God give you dreams. Sometimes God let you step right into people's houses. Ooh. Step right into the conversation. Open up their Facebook Messenger to you. How can you get a little shot? Oh, glory to God. Let you see right on in private conversations. Put you right on the telephone, man. Oh, glory to God. Put you in the car. Put you right. See what the colors look like. What do you do in D.C.? Oh, glory to God. Ain't trying to prove nothing to nobody. I know my calling. I knew who I am in God. I ain't got nothing to prove to nobody. But I know my prophetic calling. I know what God showed me. I know what he'll do in my life. That could have done an emotion. Woo! Don't you hear what they're doing? Let you hear what they're saying. The ugly stuff. Nasty stuff. Two-faced stuff. Backbiting stuff. Hypocritical stuff. Low-down, nasty, lying, ugly, evil, wicked, nasty stuff. And he'll let you hear it. He'll let you see it. He'll let them see you. Yeah, smile in your face. All the time stabbing you in your back. After you done helped them, you done poured out your blood to them. Oh, glory to God. You done bent over backwards, doing what you can do. Bail them out of trouble. Bail them out of wickedness. Bail them out of the lake. Bail them out of quicksand. Bail them out of drunkenness. Bail them out of the hospital. Bail them out of bankrupt. Bail them out of all kind of starvation. Bail them out of all kind of stuff. Out of trouble. Out of stuff. And they go back and talk about you like a dog. And God is saying, shut your mouth. Don't you say a word. Even though I showed it to you, don't you say nothing. At the end of the day, I just want you to wear a smile. like Jesus. While he was before his sheep, he opened not his mouth. Let him talk. See, some of y'all in that place right now. Folks talking about you. That's all right, say, I'm just like Jesus. I walked in a place yesterday. Heard all kind of stuff. God said, you just smile. You know, I like Kurt Franklin. I took that song. Just smile. You just smile. Look good and smile. You just walk on and smile. You just smile. I got your back. At the end of the day, let them keep on lying. Let the liars keep on lying. Let the backbiters keep on biting. You just keep on smiling. I got your back. Y'all gotta learn, if you wanna be like Jesus, it ain't all the time. The anointing. It ain't all the time the glorious part. See, some of them want to be anointed the other way, but they don't want that other side. They don't realize the suffering part. They don't know about the time Jesus had to go and cry. I told you the other night, I was told the Lord, I know what it feels like to be betrayed by those that are close to you. I know now what it feels like. I know what it feels like. And you had to just keep going. I know what it feels like now. But you just keep going. At the end of the day, are you saved? See, that's what it boils down to, y'all. See, people can talk it all along. You can say it all along, but ask your neighbor, are you really saved? See, it ain't when everything going good. It's when everything going bad. Are you really saved? The Lord told me, preach on salvation. Because a lot of folks really ain't got it. Oh, I got quiet then. Certain things you won't do, certain things you won't get involved in, certain things you won't act like. Me and my husband was talking about certain situations and things that come up, and the devil been trying to make us cuss, but we ain't cuss. You know why? Because we saved. Are you really saved? Are you really saved? Ask your neighbor. I want to know this morning. Are you really saved? At the end of the day, are you really saved? I said, I'm going to let you preach, but I'm kind of gone, ain't I? Right, are you really saved? When they push against you. When they pushing on you. Give me out of the leg. When they pushing on you. When they coming against you. Beating on you. Kicking you. When they doing all kind of stuff to you. Are you really saved? Someone's ready to hear back. When they lamb busted you on Facebook, like somebody did the other week. Oh, but they're gonna pay for that because I reported them. Oh, good God. Yeah, run and tell that one. I want you to run and tell that one. I think I'm going straight to the hospital administration. They had no way of doing that. Oh, yeah, I reported it. To the head of cardiology. They should have done that. They better, oh yeah, tell them. They need to put back an apology on Facebook or I will be meeting. I hope this is on Periscope. I'm going to be meeting with the head of cardiology services, Chad Queen, or they better put it back on Facebook and apologize for calling our church dumb and ignorant, for spreading our personal business from a professional standpoint on Facebook. That. It's against HIPAA rules. Big time. Not ready to tell that. Oh yeah, I reported it. Should have done that. You should have done it. Not ready to tell that. Should have done it. I've already talked to him. I already filled out the paperwork. Had no business doing that. See, some people think they smart. Facebook gonna mess some folk up. They sent me the paperwork saying, what did you think about your stay when your husband was in the hospital? I wasn't even do it. They sent me the paperwork. How was your stay when you were there? Oh, since you asked. Thank you for asking. Well, let me tell you what happened. They went on one of your nurses. Went on Facebook where they didn't know when they tried to take it down. There's a thing called screenshot. You were too late. We screenshotted. For other people, you fall in them. You can't try to destroy people and it don't come back on you. You can't try to hurt folk and it don't come back. That's why a lot of people sick. That's why a lot of people got financial problems. That's why a lot of people hurt. That's why a lot of people going through a lot of problems and stuff. God said, you sick. I've smite you with sickness because of your sin. And I've withheld good things from you. Good things from you because of your sin. A lot of people, that's why you can't get blessed because you don't know how to shut your mouth. At the end of the day, you don't know how to shut up. You don't know how to shut up at the end of the day. You're two-faced. My husband says, so two-faced, you can kiss yourself. At the end of the day, you're kissing your own self. And you know what I don't understand is, at the end of the day, in this church, visitors especially, this is an anointed church. We're small, I'm sorry. You know, I told my husband, I said, you know, I ain't going to put on no fronts for visitors because when you come here, I don't want you to think you're going to get something different. Amen. What's going on with you? Amen. Thank you. Amen. I don't want you to think you're going to get something different. Because I read it was about heavily 25 years ago. And I was one day, I was reading, excuse me, I've been fighting a cold a little bit at got a little bit of sinus going on, but I had to teach Sunday school a long, long time ago. Had to be like 25 years ago or more. So I went to Marin and I found this book, and this book was giving some tips on how to teach some lessons on Sunday school. And I never will forget this. I will never, ever forget this. It said, it was talking about winning people to church. And it said, whatever you win people with is what you win them to. And I never forgot that. In other words, if you go out and you talk to people and say, oh, you need to come down to church because we got this best choir and you'll love our choir, then when they come to church, then that's what they come to church for, y'all choir. If you say you need to come down to church because we got all these young people here and you'll love it because we got all these young people and the young people, they really the bomb and, you know, they do Running Man Challenge and everything and, you know, you need to come down to church, then that's what they're going to be looking for when they come to church. If you tell people, oh, we got a band music department. And they weren't really there this morning, you know, because the service was a little bit waiting. But I mean, these boys right here, they get down. I mean, if I had a contract to give them, I'd give them the contract. But if we tell people, oh, our music department is so bad, then when they come to church, that's what they're coming for. But I'm going to tell you, and my husband will tell you, and some of these other folks, tell you, we got the word here. So if that's what you want, if you want to be taught the word, and you want the anointing, and you want to be taught how to live right and how to make it to heaven, and somebody gonna tell you straight up and tell you when you're wrong and tell you when you're right and teach you how to live right, then you in the right church. But if that's not what you're looking for, we'll be the first to tell you, well, maybe, you know, you might want to go somewhere else, because we gonna tell you what's right. Something that's gonna sugarcoat things up. We live right around here. All right. Ain't no faggots over here. Not that we know of. If they are, they're pretty uncomfortable because we don't endorse them. Ain't no transgender bathroom. We got men and women. Yeah. And security watch you in the back to make sure ain't nobody following you to the bathroom. Unadulterated truth of God's word. It's in Romans the first chapter. It's in Deuteronomy the 25th chapter. Read your Bible. I don't care if it's your cousin. I got a cousin right now about his gays. I don't know about his perverted, because that's what it is. Perversion means when you take one thing and use it for something else that it wasn't meant for. A woman was not meant to be with a woman. She is living with another woman, call herself married to her. That's perverted. I don't care if it is your family. It's perverted. It's perverted. I don't care how black Obama is. And I love he got a black president, but he is perverted by promoting this crap. And I ain't no Trump supporter. But that I don't agree with. They need to kick Obama out of there for that mess. And I wish I would. See, let me see somebody up in the bathroom with my grandbabies. God always say, now I know if I'm running that prison ministry now. Whatever y'all can send me, cause deodorant, you know, only double ladies' choice. And y'all send me some stuff, I'm just gonna have to make the best of it. Cause y'all went finna let them do Micah and Caleb and Makai ain't there yet, but hey. Uh-uh. But you know they got it whatever. You want to believe that stuff, no, but that's the kind of church you in. At the end of the day, if you can handle that, you all right. But other words, if you cannot, then I'm going to put you on a few good men. You can't handle the truth. At the end of the day. So, praise the Lord. I was just trying to get her to pray. I just can't have a weighty serving and all kind of, I deal with too many demons and devils and stuff. Got too much stuff going on to come up in church and can't be free to praise the Lord. Too many people be acting stupid and crazy and stuff. And you know, the devil be trying to stir up divisions and stir up mess and junk and stuff. You know, you have to deal with that kind of stuff because if you don't, the devil will tap up the church. People be acting crazy. I found out something, Pastor Martin, and the minute you talk about this, people don't like to get corrected. Don't want you to tell them about themselves. And as long as you tell about somebody else, it's okay. Tell them about herself, but don't tell me about mine. Tell me Sadie about her, but don't tell me about mine. You can correct Blake, but don't say that to me. Oh, I stand up there. You better preach. I tell that to his father in my lap. At the end of the day, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. At the end of the day, we all got to be saved. At the end of the day, all of us got to have something and hear some truth that's going to help all of us to make it. I was talking to Susie Vett yesterday, and she said, I want to tell you something, but I don't know if I should or not. I said, what? I don't know if I should tell you or not. I said, tell me. Nah, you might get mad. I'm going to get mad for it. What is it? Oh, no. I don't know. You might get mad. Yvette, what is it? I'm not going to get mad. Oh, no, Grandma. You might get mad. What am I going to get mad for? What is it? Oh, no, because you might think I'm trying to tell you what to do. Girl, please, let me tell you something. If it's something that you need to tell me, I respect the God in you.
Amen.
And don't even go there.
Amen.
It don't matter if you're telling me right. And see, this is how some people is. They don't respect people. They don't respect people. They don't respect the God in people. If it's something that I'm wrong in, tell me. Just come the right way. If you come in the right spirit, fine. But if it's something, and let me respect the God in you. If it's Jared, God can use Jared. You got to learn at the end of the day, God can use whoever. If God can use a donkey, he can use a crow. I mean, not a crow, but a cock-a-doodle-doo, what that thing is? A rooster, thank you. He can use a rooster. He can use whoever he want to speak to people. God can use anybody he want to. We got to have enough humility to receive whatever God tells us. But that's the thing, some people so high-minded. I told you that, oh. Remember I told y'all about that, that old mind don't like to receive stuff because we don't want nobody to tell us about ourselves. Right. I said, no, tell me.
Amen.
If I'm wrong, let me examine myself. The Bible tells us in Corinthians 12 and 5, examine yourself. Look at yourself. And that's part of the problem. That's part of the problem. I was looking at Judges, the 6th chapter, about Gideon. And God told Gideon to go in his own daddy's house and tear down on Baal. Good God Almighty. And go up in your daddy's house and tear down his idol. Lord, have mercy. Go up in there and tear it down. And Gideon was like, me? You want me to do that? And I thought about that for a minute. Sometimes we have to go up and tear down our own stuff. That stuff was close to us. That stuff where we need to get rid of. Sometimes we don't want to do that. We don't want to get rid of. We got to start with us in our own house. And sometimes it don't necessarily mean that it's somebody in your house, but it's this house right here. All right. At the end of the day, you got to go up in this house. Somebody put your hand on yourself and say, you got to go up in this house right here and tear down some stuff. You got to go up in this house right here and get rid of some stuff. We always want to look at, let me come down here on day level, like Tamika said. Let me get down here on y'all level. You got to go up in this house right here and get rid of some stuff. You got to go up in this house and get rid of some stuff. There's some old molded, ugly stuff up in here, in this house. Some stuff up in this house need to be cleaned up. On Friday, I had somebody say they were coming over to my house, so most of y'all know me. I don't keep no nasty house, but when she told me she was coming, I was like, oh, first impression. I'm a real stickler about first impression. So I was like, let me clean up even more so. So it was a possibility she was going to spend the night in my guest room. So I went in there and I started cleaning up everything. I was dusting. I was sweating. Matter of fact, when I got to the hair salon on Saturday, Candace said, well, what happened? Didn't I give you a touch up kind of nasty? And I'm like, yeah. She said, you been sweating? I was like, yeah, yesterday. I was cleaning. I was doing all kind of stuff. But I went in there, I was cleaning, I was mopping, I was dusting. I was putting in new air fresheners. I was cleaning out the bathroom, all down there, cleaning the tub out, cleaning up the laundry room, getting rid of stuff in the laundry room, washing out the washer and the dryer. Putting in new little bounce thing in the dryer. I saw stuff on the floor. I'm like, where did spot come from? Cleaning out spots on the floor, cleaning out the cabinets in the den. Kiki came up and vacuuming the floors and sweeping the house, doing all kinds of stuff. I thought, oh, look at these baseboards. I ain't finna do no baseboard though. I hope she don't look at that. I'm gonna have to hire somebody to do that. Somebody, I need to get in trouble. Punish them. Come over there and clean these baseboards. Ain't cleaning the baseboard. That's too much. I ain't doing all that. Yeah, well, she need to keep her head up. I'ma point her to the pictures. I was cleaning, cleaning up everything. Went upstairs. She ain't even coming upstairs. I went upstairs. Cleaned upstairs, cleaning up out there, and I even went in Pastor Warren's office. Oh, never clean up his office. I had one place I leave him. I went in his office. I'm spraying all kinds of stuff. Put up lit candles. Terry gave me that nice three lit, my favorite eucalyptus mint candle. I had them just smelling out of the house. I smelled good, boy. I was about to go in the garage, straighten some stuff up till Kiki told me she saw a lizard run. I was like, oh no, the devil lizard lie. That gonna stay like it is. I ain't going in that garage. But just cleaning up the house. And I thought about that. Do we clean up this house like that? All right. I got the broom. Is that a cobweb? Is that a cobweb? I'm gonna have to get Brother Davis over here, cause that ceiling right there, I never reached that. I tried to see how I can reach it from upstairs with the long duster thing reaching over the rail to try out that cartwheel. Gonna have to stay. Brother David's gonna have to bring the ladder to get that one because I can't reach it. I tried to get the thing with the vacuum cleaner to get the cartwheel. I still couldn't get it. Then one of the lights went out in the chandelier. I was like, Lord, have mercy. That gonna have to stay too. But just trying to get everything together in the house because I wanted to make a good first impression. I was not nasty, but I'm just going through doing, making it extra clean. What about this house? How many times do we clean up this house like that? At the end of the day, when you're all alone at home, before you go to bed at night, most of us be just, if anything like me, when I get in my bed, I'm asleep like that most of the time. I have to do everything I got to do before I hit my bed because when I'm in there, that's it. 2 or 3 seconds later, I'm out. But at the end of the day, what are you doing with this house? Think about what you've done that day. What have you done that day? Have you cleaned this house? Got any cartwheels in this house? Got any dirt? Woo! Up in this house, have you spread in the dirt in this house? See, at my garage door and at my front door, I have to keep a rug right there. Because every time they come in the house, they bring in leaves and dirt. Some people have, every time you keep bringing dirt in your house. You keep dirt in your house. You keep bringing dirt in. And you bring it in with your mouth. By what you're saying. Some people bring it in with their ears. By what you're listening to. Some people, I had to make up my mind I was cutting them off. I had to stop looking at what they were posting on Facebook. I just stopped looking. Because every time I looked, it was making me mad. Like y'all young folks say, they throwing shade. They throwing shade. So I say, I'm going to have to close that shade. Pull the blind. I just ain't going to look. So I had to close my whole Facebook page down. I said, nah, you know what? Start letting the devil run me to do what they want me to do. So I'm just stop looking at what they do. Amen. Then that way it won't affect me. Amen. Some people just dirty. They nasty. Amen. Some people not nasty naturally, but they nasty spiritually. Amen. They got dirt all up in their house. And at the end of the day, they don't clean up. Some people don't clean up naturally. They got nasty houses naturally. I wouldn't eat nothing come out their house. I wouldn't eat nothing come out. Some people are nasty. Like, I don't eat nothing out the West End. I don't eat nothing out no devil Krispy Kreme. That's the only thing I eat out of the West End. I don't eat nothing over there. They be talking about me. You just not nasty. You think you can call me what you want to, but if you don't look clean in the West End to me, I don't eat nothing out the West End. But Krispy Kreme. When I see the hot sign. And there's some people, because I done been to their house, and I be saying, I smell roaches. Roaches have a distinct smell. Oh, y'all quiet, but you know you done smelled them before? Sit out here looking at me funny. You know you done smelled them roaches. You done smelled them. You know it's Stephanie, why you sitting up there looking like that? You know some of them cries out, you know what I mean? You know you can smell them. Look at the visitor saying, yeah, that's right. Yeah! You can smell them. And I'd say, oh no. Mm-mm. Some people you know they're not clean. So you won't eat nothing now, because at the end of the day, you be thinking, you be like Sister Beth. Be acting like Martin. About to throw up. About to throw up because you know that something ain't clean. Is that a pecan? Is that a pecan? Is that a raisin? No, I ain't eating that now. And then, so some people, because they don't keep their own house clean, and you go over there, and then some people, you can look in their car. Oh, come on. I'm gonna clean this car. I meant to take it to the car wash the last time when they had the car wash, but I'm gonna clean. When is the next car wash? Are you be saying, I'll drive.